The man suspected of organizing the Ku Klux Klan murders of three civil rights workers in Mississippi in 1964 pleaded not guilty during his arraignment. Edgar Ray Killen is almost 80 years old. Neshoba County District Attorney Mark Duncan says he had some doubts about whether the investigation would ever get to this point.
I guess there were times I did and times I didn't, you know, but you just keep forging ahead, looking for evidence and seeing what you can turn up.
Leroy Clemens, part of a biracial coalition that pushed for the prosecution of the case, is disappointed that Edgar Ray Killen was the only person indicted. He hopes prosecutors keep looking.
I hope that those walls of silence that has been up for years, that's kept people from talking, hope they finally come down now and that people feel free to come out and say, you know, what happened here 40 years ago.
Moments after Killen's arraignment, police rushed into the courthouse to evacuate the building because of a bomb threat. Clemens says,
some things die hard.
The jury deliberating the fate of Edgar Ray Killen in the 1964 murder case involving the three civil rights workers killed in Neshoba County has told the judge this evening that it's evenly divided at the moment on Killen's guilt or innocence.
A jury in Philadelphia returns to the courthouse this morning for more deliberations after telling the judge that it's evenly split in the case of Edgar Ray Killen.
What is your division?
In the last vote that we had, it was 6-6.
6-6.
Circuit Judge Marcus Gordon sent the jury back to its hotel for the night following less than 3 hours of deliberations. Andrew Sheldon has been working as a jury consultant for the prosecution.
You're asking them to do something very difficult, which is on 41-year-old evidence to send an elderly person to prison. And they're very strong and controversial arguments on both sides of that issue.
The jury got the case yesterday after Attorney General Jim Hood said in his closing statement that it shouldn't make any difference that the crime is 41 years old.
I ask you, how much time is enough that murder is not a crime anymore? How much time should pass before we say it's okay to murder?
But defense attorney James McIntyre told the jury that prosecutors failed to prove their case against Killen.
I submit to you that the burden of proof in this case does not reflect any guilt whatsoever.
Jury in Neshoba County has returned three guilty verdicts on manslaughter charges against Edgar A. Killen.
Exactly 41 years after the crime was committed, a jury in Philadelphia has decided that someone should be punished.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Edgar Ray Killen, as to count one, guilty of manslaughter.
And on count two?
Guilty of manslaughter.
And count three?
Guilty of manslaughter.
The 80-year-old Killen, a part-time preacher, convicted in the 1964 deaths of three civil rights workers in Neshoba County.
I'd like to thank our good Lord for showing us that this murder was not sanctioned by God, that it was sanctioned by evil men, and that one of them is going to have to pay for that crime now.
Attorney General Jim Hood, the jury rejected the murder charges that Killen had been facing, but District Attorney Mark Duncan says the prosecution doesn't regard that as a failure.
Mr. Killen's been held responsible, you know, for these deaths. It's not the perfect verdict, I suppose, that we all, you know, feel like was justified, but you have to understand it wasn't a perfect case either.
The widow of one of the victims, Rita Schwerner Bender, agrees it was a tough case to prosecute.
Bringing a case to trial after 41 years with so many dead witnesses is a monumentally difficult thing to do.
Killen now could get up to 20 years in prison in the death of each man, Michael Schwerner, James Chaney, and Andrew Goodman. Chaney's brother, Ben.
We probably could have gotten more had all the information been available to be used, but we'll take what we got and we'll go with that.
Killen will be sentenced tomorrow. Leroy Clemens, one of the leaders of a biracial coalition that pushed for the case to be prosecuted, says Killen's conviction is only the first step.
Others responsible for the crime must be brought to justice as well.
But prosecutors say they have no plans at the moment to bring anyone else to trial in that Neshoba County case. Meanwhile, it's a story that's been broadcast around the world. There has been enormous international interest in the trial. James Kumarasamy was in Philadelphia covering the case for the BBC.
I definitely think this reflects very well on Mississippi, and I'm sure that's what the majority of people will be thinking. The fact that it came to court in the first place at this point was something positive.
Edgar A. Killen has been sentenced to a total of 60 years in prison.
Edgar A. Killen will spend the rest of his life behind bars, or maybe not. The former Ku Klux Klan leader has gotten the maximum sentence in the deaths of three civil rights workers in 1964.
It's a sentence of this court that you served 20 years into custody, the Mississippi Department of Corrections.
Circuit Judge Marcus Gordon in Philadelphia giving Killen that punishment for each of three counts of manslaughter, a total of 60 years in prison. But his attorneys are hoping he'll soon be out of jail.
In this state, you're basically entitled to an appeal bond as a matter of right.
Defense attorney Mitch Moran expects Killen to be released on bond, but it would be over the objections of Attorney General Jim Hood.
The burden is on them to prove that he's not a danger to the community or an escape risk. Of course, we're going to fight that.
Killen's attorneys will also ask for a new trial next week. District Attorney Mark Duncan was disappointed that the jury earlier this week didn't convict Killen on murder charges, but he's happy now with the sentence the judge handed down.
I think he obviously, you know, recognized that Mr. Killen could have just as easily been found guilty of murder.
The judge told the 80-year-old Killen the law doesn't make any provision for reducing a sentence based on a defendant's age. But Nettie Cox, a member of the Philadelphia coalition that pushed prosecutors to pursue the case, says she felt compassion in watching an old man get such a stiff sentence.
I think, you know, that's what any good Christian would do, would feel sorry for him because of his age. But, you know, it's like if he commits the crime, then he has to do the time.
Jim Prince, who publishes the local paper, the Neshoba Democrat, says Killen got what was coming to him.
Mr. Killen deserves the sympathy that those boys got out on that dark road in 1964.
The widow of one of the victims, Rita Schwerner Bender, says there's still some work to do in solving many other violent crimes from the civil rights era.
I will do what I can to help, but I think most of the work is going to have to come from people in this state who demand that their government act responsibly.
And there are others still living in and around Philadelphia who may have played a role in the 1964 murders, and some people hope the Killen case will encourage those who have evidence against them to come forward now.